Tomorrow is Election Day. Here to give us a preview of what we can expect is Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Howard.
Well, we've got one big race for county executive. It's a well-funded incumbent Democrat running, so nothing more to say, right?
Maybe. Maybe not. One of the things that we see in this big election between Mark Poloncarz and Lynn Dixon is really nasty ads, Howard. They both are going at each other with negative stuff, and that's usually pretty indicative of a close race. I'm not saying this is close. I don't know if it is or not. It's just that it looks like Mark Poloncarz knows that he's got to work for this, because the last time against Ray Walter, he didn't air any negative ads against his opponent. This time, negative ads aplenty on both sides.
If something is going to swing toward Dixon, where do you think those votes are going to come from?
Well, I think that's the key question. We had a story in the news yesterday about some very important suburbs. Let's talk about Cheektowaga, Lancaster, West Seneca, Hamburg. These are Democratic towns, but they can and do vote Republican on occasion. Even 3 years ago, all of those Democratic towns voted for President Trump. And so that's, if there is any kind of a pathway for Lynn Dixon in this election, it is probably through those towns. Now, granted that there are Democratic pluralities in Amherst and Tonawanda, but if somehow Lynn Dixon is able to motivate her kind of voters in those towns, oh, this could be interesting, but we'll see.
Is there any race in any of those areas that you think is going to drive voter turnout?
Well, that's the other key here is let's look at the big Democratic enclave of the city of Buffalo. This is where many races are won for Democrats in Erie County if those people, those Democrats, come out. But tomorrow there are very few local contests for council or city-based county legislature seats, and that's been pretty much the MO of the Republican Party in recent years. They've kind of thrown in the towel in heavily Democratic Buffalo. So if that vote is suppressed, and then there are heavier turnout in some of the suburban areas, that could work to her advantage too. But it's still a real uphill battle for Lynn Dixon. This is still a Democratic county. There are 135,000 more Dems than Repubs. And so any time a Republican starts out in Erie County, the Republican is at a disadvantage.
County legislature seats on the ballot tomorrow as well. Any surprises we could be looking for?
Well, that could happen. Some of these are very much in play. I think one of the interesting ones to watch is the Hamburg-based district that is now represented by Lynn Dixon. That is a Democratic district, and you have to give her credit as a Republican independence person. For the last 10 years, she has won that pretty handily. But it could be that the Democrats will reclaim that in tomorrow's election, and then that means that they would strengthen their majority in County Hall. So that's one to watch, I think.